This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 9th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As we look out across Israel today, expect sunny skies in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem will also see bright sunshine with a few scattered clouds. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making the warm day quite pleasant. Tonight, expect mild temperatures across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just in, Iran has fired 10 missiles at Jordan after reports of U.S. strikes near the Bushehr nuclear plant. Tehran accuses the U.S. of targeting the plant's perimeter. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that settler extremists are attacking Palestinians and reshaping Israeli democracy. The paper says the majority is not paying attention. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that Israel provided Gaza with triple the food it needed during a recent ceasefire. A Kogat report claims these supplies outpaced international aid. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a Tel Aviv man is accused of attacking his pregnant wife. Police say he tried to flee, while his defense claims he only brought her food. And finally, I-24 News reports Iran is set to bury its slain supreme leader. The public debut of his successor remains uncertain. Here's what people are saying online. I-24NEWS English reports the IRGC are unhappy with recent negotiations, blaming the negotiators amid tensions. They shared this update earlier today. From the Israel Defense Forces, posting a short time ago, troops dismantled two underground tunnel routes in Lebanon, finding weapons and living quarters aimed at Israel. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, shared insights earlier today. He reports ongoing U.S.-Iran tensions in the Gulf, with Iran retaliating against U.S. targets for the second night in a row. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation involving Iran. The Times of Israel reported that after U.S. strikes near Bushehr, Iran retaliated by firing missiles at Jordan. This escalation also saw drones and missiles launched at Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar. The regional tension underlines the fragile balance in the Middle East, raising concerns over further military actions. Turning to domestic issues, the Jerusalem Post highlights settler extremists attacking Palestinians. The report suggests that while most Israelis may look away, a vocal minority is influencing the national landscape. This raises questions about the future of democracy in Israel and the impact on Palestinian relations. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on aid to Gaza indicates Israel's significant role during the ceasefire. The Kogat report emphasizes that food, water, and medical supplies exceeded international contributions. This could influence perceptions of the Israel-Gaza dynamic and humanitarian efforts. In Tel Aviv, a police report claims a young man assaulted his pregnant wife. Israel Hayom Hebrew notes the man's denial, claiming he was only delivering food. This incident, if verified, highlights ongoing domestic violence issues in urban centers. Finally, I-24 News covers the burial preparations for Iran's supreme leader. His successor's uncertain public debut adds to the political tension. This leadership transition could shape Iran's future policies and its international relations. On the economic front, first, Globes reports land contamination threatens thousands of new homes. Areas affected include Stedov and other sites in Herzliya and Petah Tikva. Separately, CTEC reveals that the Bank of Israel governor warns higher taxes will be necessary. Prophet Amir Yaron says growth alone won't solve Israel's fiscal challenges. And finally, Mariv Business warns against consuming certain organic free-range eggs. The health ministry announced a recall due to high illness rates in the poultry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.